You're listening to New England Public Radio. This year, January 1st, marks the day Americans celebrate the birth of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. In the mid-1800s, long before the work of Dr. King, people in Florence, Massachusetts were speaking out against slavery while building a community based on egalitarian ideals. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen has more.
Every year on MLK Day, no matter how cold it is, historian Steve Strimer leads a tour of Florence, taking people back in time when an abolitionist, kind of utopian community, had taken root here.
You can go right down to where it was, if you'd like to.
It was the Northampton Association of Education and Industry, an intentional community that lived together and operated schools and a silk mill.
That's the Mill River, and the factory building would have extended down this way from this little brick building that we're looking at right here.
They manufactured silk thread on the first floor and lived on the second floor, where there wasn't much privacy. Dozens of people lived in close quarters, but every adult had an equal vote, whether they were male or female, black or white. Among the members was a former slave, Sojourner Truth.
Sojourner Truth was the superintendent of the laundry department. It sounds demeaning somehow, but all work was respected at the community, and each of the departments elected their own leaders, so she was the leader of the laundry department.
Truth, who said God gave her her name, came to Florence because of the association, which admitted African Americans as full members. Another member was David Ruggles, a freeborn African American and abolitionist.
He was the one that organized a rally of black citizens in downtown Northampton, at which Sojourner Truth gave her first anti-slavery speech.
By 1850, 10% of the people in Florence, 60 out of 600, were African American. That was the same year Congress passed the Fugitive Slave Act, which compelled citizens to help capture runaway slaves. Sojourner Truth began traveling and giving more speeches, including her famous Ain't I a Woman speech at the Women's Rights Convention in Akron, Ohio.
Her statue is really based on what an 1851 photograph of her.
Today, the bronze statue of Truth stands tall, just down the street from the house she was finally able to buy for herself and her children. Strimer remembers the first time he saw the statue, he teared up.
The moment that it was unveiled, the sun was shining in the west, and her shawl was a gleaming bright gold. I mean, people's breath was taken away.
This morning, Strimer will give a tour, starting at the statue, pointing out the places in Florence where abolitionists strive to build a place of equal rights and equal justice. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.